by travelers from their journeys. An authentic school of Spanish nationalist composers did not emerge until nearly the end of the 19th century. It might not have happened at all were it not for the vision of Felipe Pedrille. Pedrille was active as a composer and a critic, but was most important as a musicologist. He rediscovered many musical treasures of the Spanish Renaissance, especially the masses of the great composer Tomás Luis Victoria. Pedrille brought to light forgotten works written in Spain during the 16th century's glorious days of vocal polyphony. He also collected and published hundreds of folk songs and dances and became teacher to a group of younger Spanish musicians who formed a school of nationalist composers comparable to those in Russia and Bohemia. Pedrille taught that Spain's own musical tradition, not the cosmopolitan idiom of the major European nations, was the proper soil for nourishing Spanish music. The first of his students to achieve prominence were the Romantic era composers Isaac Albéniz and Enrico Granados. Albéniz first utilized a specifically Spanish idiom in his Suite Espagnole for piano, completed in 1886. Its rhythms and melodic inflections convey a strong nationalist character, but the Spanish folk music these composers appropriated proved better suited to the evolving musical language of the early 20th century. And this is where Falla comes in. Manuel de Falla was born in 1876 in Cadiz, a port city on Spain's southern Atlantic coast, where Moorish influences were particularly strong. His father was a businessman with no musical training. His mother, however, was a fine pianist, and it was from her that Falla received his early instruction. Falla showed a strong aptitude for playing the piano and for music in general. By the time he was 10, he had begun studying harmony and counterpoint and developed an enthusiasm for opera. In all other respects, though, Falla seems to have led a typical childhood. He was a normal boy who played and liked to have a good time like everyone else, a friend recalled. When Falla was 20, his family moved to Madrid. There he enrolled in the Royal Conservatory, Spain's leading music school. By the time he graduated 2 years later, he had become a very capable pianist and had gained solid grounding in the fundamentals of composition. He was just one more aspiring young composer like many others in the major cities of Europe. He had competence, but no distinctive voice. As it happened, Falla found his voice and his true path through two encounters. The first was with Felipe Pedrille. Shortly after he graduated from the conservatory, Falla happened upon some music by Pedrille, which had been published in a music journal. When he took it home and played it, the music had a revelatory effect on him. "I found something in Spain that I had had only the illusion of knowing through my studies," Falla remembered. "I went to Pedrille's home to beg him to be my guide. It is to his teaching that I owe the clearest and strongest direction of my work." Pedrille introduced Falla to Spanish Renaissance composition and inspired in his new student a love and respect for Spanish folk songs. Throughout his career, Falla would turn to Spanish subjects for his inspiration. The first fruit of his new allegiance to Spanish themes and culture was a zarzuela, a type of Spanish folkloric opera. It was entitled La Vida Breve, A Short Life. Falla wrote this work for a competition sponsored by the Academy of Fine Arts. La Vida Breve was Falla's first mature composition, and it took first prize. By this time, Felipe Pedrille had departed Madrid for Barcelona, and Falla was left to make his own way in Madrid as a musician. For the next few years, he supported himself by giving lessons, composing as time permitted. During this time, Falla seems to have had the one love affair of his life, a brief romance with a local girl. After it ended, Falla showed no interest in pursuing another intimate relationship. He devoted himself exclusively to music, living an almost monk-like life, uncluttered by marriage or non-essential material possessions. During this time also, Falla became increasingly impatient with the limitations of Spanish musical life. There were few opportunities to have his music performed, and no chance of securing a substantial reputation. Furthermore, Madrid was largely cut off from the exciting new developments that were transforming the art of music in the early years of the 20th century. It was a period of creative upheaval in composition, and the most exciting innovations were coming from Paris, where Debussy was creating a whole new musical vocabulary. For Falla, Paris shone like a beacon, and in 1907, at the age of 30, he set off toward it. Paris became the second encounter that transformed Falla's music.